Hoje vai. When last we met, what of interest to you?
Yes.
This is a time of growth for each one of you. This I have told you, and throughout this coming earthly year, I will continue to remind you. This time, my dear friends, I would like you to consider what part you play in your own spiritual growth at this time of your own evolution. Would anyone like to say what they feel?
I think more listening to the inner self.
Yes.
I feel there's also a natural inner growth happening in relation to family and young children and bonding with people more. There is also a growth in awareness and understanding things and thinking through some of the problems of understanding spirituality. Those are my feelings.
Yes. I understand your words. What do you suppose your position now relates to the spiritual aspects of living, not only on this earth plane, but in far-reaching planes of spirit and the cosmos? Can you find your own purpose? Or are you still afraid of seeking out that inner truth?
Yes, I have hesitated in speaking out sometimes in the past. I think I'm getting beyond that. I think conditions are becoming easier. The deafness is still a little problem in communicating.
Yes, but do not worry about the physical conditions. We are helping you with this. What I would like you, my dear friends, now that we have reached this point of understanding, is to look outwards to find the connection not between the physical and the spiritual, but between the spiritual and the rest of creation. This is the step which we hope you can take in these coming months. But to succeed in this way, you have to have some kind of understanding of your inner being. I know each one of you tries so hard in expanding your awareness. I know each one seeks that inner voice, but now has come the time for that understanding and awareness to seek Father. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Yes, I think I've got that. I shall have to think about that some more.
Is that not the purpose of my coming to you? That you are able to seek Father and understand fully your spiritual nature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see.
Is anyone not fully aware of what I speak?
Yes, I'm aware. I'm not sure if I know quite how to understand what you're saying. In order to make the step.
Yes. I understand also that sometimes my words may seem confusing to you. Because I know, my dear friends, that since our acquaintance, you have, each one of you, grown so much. You have come to an understanding, or at least the beginning of an understanding, to recognize within yourselves that spirit which all of you are. But until few of your earthly years ago lay dormant. My dear friends, I will say to you that you have gained much in such a short time. But we need to go forward. We need to let you think for yourselves. We need you to expand your awareness. And of course, I can help you, but I do not wish to do the work for you. Do you understand?
Yes.
After all, it is part of your life's pattern that you should accomplish these things for yourself. But I would say to you, my dear friends, that up to this point in time, you should be pleased with the outcome of your work. I do not say these words to you lightly, but as I have said to you on many occasions, you do not see how brightly your light shines.
This is
remember what I have told you. All knowledge lies within. You need only to look inwards to find it. So often we hear people say, but how can we achieve it? And of course, each one of you knows the answer. That is to go inwards in your meditative state and to find that inner voice. And also those who come close to you. May I ask the question of anyone else? Where do you feel you are in the scope of all existence?
Sarah, did you want to say something? Yes, I feel that I've reached a point where I feel I can communicate who I really am to more and more people, and I want to do that, and to speak as I believe, and I'm trying to put this into my music as well, which I would like to communicate on a more expansive level that way. I feel more comfortable than I've ever felt. Yes. And I don't have enough quiet times, but I want to improve that. And tune in more to nature and that part of life, as well as people.
Yes. Until you can leave behind the physicality of living. Until you can recognize that oneness with all things. Mm-hmm. Until you recognize that inner you, mm-hmm. that knowing of yourself can be made clear to all. Until such time, you cannot go. But you have been told that music for you is most important. And I will say it to you once more. Not only is the music important for your own spirit, but the sound and the words of music expands to all consciousness. Did you understand that this is so?
So when I sing or play music, it doesn't only, it's heard by other. It's heard by others too.
Of course. It goes
further than I think.
Much more so. You must remove yourself from thinking only in physical terms.
Yes, I see.
Remember what I have told you, that all thought, all movement, all sound is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And energy is not static. So by playing beautiful sound, you are in touch with that higher order of creation.
Right, thank you. That's very important to know. Listening to the birds and the wind in the trees have the same effect.
All sounds of what you term nature can only be harmonious to your being. Have you not, my dear friends, when listening to the song of the birds of the air, have you not become part of that song?
Yes.
This is the point I am trying to make to you. That you have to go beyond what you understand physically. You need to be in closer touch with all of creation.
Very recently experienced, I think what you're saying, you're probably aware that my quiet times are walking within a forest with my dogs, and I felt overwhelmingly part of those woods. And the other day, a deer ran in front of me, and I stood in wonderment at this deer, and all of a sudden, I became that deer. And I had a vision that I'd been, or I was part of, this creature running in front of me. And I can't get enough of this particular wood. Every stick I see, every stone I pick up, and it's been a wonderful feeling. Even watching the food chain, and I found myself thanking the little mouse who's just fed the weasel and.
Because you have become as one with all things. When you reach that point of unity, then the understanding of your status within the energy of all creation becomes clear.
It's a wonderful feeling. It's...
And you can have that sense of oneness with all things, not only in your quiet moments, but in every waking moment of your earthly life. It is something to be achieved by all of you. But again, I say, the responsibility lies with you all. I can help you, I can try to impress you, but I cannot make you understand that inner feeling which each one of you possesses, unless you are willing to give of it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Does anyone else wish to speak?
We have a visitor. Should I ask her if she has any experiences with...
If she wishes, I am happy to speak with her.
Just that... I feel that I must give more time to my spiritual work. I lead a busy life anyway, but I need more time to be quiet and still.
Yes.
And in that way to find the inner peace that I need.
Yes. You know full well, my dear friends, because there are many who come to me.
Yes.
But you have an uneasiness at times about you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because you do not listen enough to that inner quiet voice. You do listen at times, but then physical life overtakes that quiet voice.
Yes.
And the worries of earthly living take over.
Yes, true.
But you know and you understand that these quiet times are all important for your growth. All answers come to you in quiet times. But I would say to you, my dear friends, there is much good you can do.
Thank you.
And I would say to you that there is a pathway which will open up for you. Not at this time, but one that you have not considered, but will open up to you in the future. And you will find much peace and much comfort from it.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, before I leave you this time, I would like you to consider. And again, I can only leave it to your own good judgment and whether you give time to it. But I would like each one of you, before we meet next time, to think of the energy amongst you, to see when apart, how strong that energy bond can be. Try to visualize the energy which darts from each one of you, which conjoins each one of you, and which in these meetings uplifts you. Next time, I will ask each one what they have achieved in this visualization. I will ask you to explain how the energy defined itself to you. Is that clear, my dear friend?
Yes.
Already I feel your doubts, but do not be afraid.
We understand.
You are capable of much.
We just visualize being together.
Feel the energy which supports you all.
Yes.
And see what you can find. You may be surprised.
I'm looking forward to meeting next week.
Yes. I will leave you this time. There is much we will.